Okay, let's have your attention, everybody. So, say hello, Christopher Tingle. Hello. Christopher Tingle is all away. Who can guess where he's from? Orange County, California. Come on, Orange County, California. Do you like the elf? Do you like the people?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. We make a great pair. Well, that's rich coming from an orange, isn't it? Do you like traveling? You don't like traveling. You come all the way from Orange County and you don't like traveling. You've gone global. Well, what does that mean? You don't like traveling, but you've gone global. Oh, I see. You look like a globe. I see you look like a planet and a world. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Christopher Tingle, if I eat too much chocolate this Christmas, I'm going to look like a globe as well. It's terrible, isn't it? But Orange County, that's such a wonderful place. And Donanook. Oh, I'm glad you've been to Donanook. Yeah. So, Orange County is beautiful. Do you think the world is a beautiful place? Do you like going on holiday sometimes? Maybe. So the world is a beautiful place. Do you know that God loves the world too? He does. He says in his word that he loves this world so much that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, so that anyone who believes in him will not have eternal life. Yes, he loves the world, and you look like a planet, and that's what the orange stands for. Yes. Now, while you're here, can you answer a few questions about what you look like? You're squashed for time. Oh, all the dad jokes are coming out here. You're squashed for time. Tell me about this lovely red ribbon. You look like a superhero. Do you know those superheroes that have masks across their eyes? You look like one of them with that red ribbon. What's it? Ah, it's a symbol of Easter. Put your hand up if you've ever celebrated Easter here with chocolate Easter eggs and hot cross buns. What do we remember at Easter? Jesus dying on the cross. So the red ribbon is in fact a symbol of the blood of Jesus, the fact that he died to save people. Just like superheroes, they go around saving people too. And I know there's lots of superheroes from the Big Apple. Oh, don't mention apples. He's offended. Why don't you like apples? They're not very appealing. Okay. Right, not very appealing. Oh, dear me. Anyway, now let's get down to business here because I know that children love sweets and you are full of sweets. You dream about sweets. Oh, so what type of sweets have we got? We've got Dolly mixture and today we've got raisins. But do you know that there are hundreds and hundreds of that won't have sweets this Christmas and they won't have food. Yes, it's very sad. But your sweets are a symbol of being grateful to God for all the good things he's given you, the sweets, the presents, everything. And the four sticks are a symbol of north, east, south and west. Oh, you got a poem. Okay, tell me the poem. North, east, south and west, Dolly mixture is the best. That's a very good poem. Okay. So last of all then, you look like a planet and it's a symbol of the world. The red ribbon is a symbol of Easter, the fact that Jesus died on the cross for each one of us. And the Dolly mixture, the four sticks are the four seasons. And the food is what we can be grateful to God because he gives us all these things. Last of all then, the candle. Yes, you are a bright spark. Yes. No one can hold a candle to you. Okay. The candle shines in the darkness, doesn't it? It's a symbol of Jesus, isn't it? The Bible says that at Christmas time, God sent Jesus to the world to be a light in the darkness. So that's what the candle means. Now, Christopher Tingle, I think the children can do a really good job with making a Christingle orange. Shall we get going? Okay, let's get down to making our Christingles, okay? So you want to start with your cocktail sticks. We have the red ribbon. So once you've done the red ribbon, once you've done your cocktail sticks and sweets, we'll come round and put a red sticky ribbon. If I can give that to you, Ellie. Okay, let's see your Christingles. Next Sunday is Carols by Candlelight, so you might want to bring it next Sunday and you can actually light it as we sing carols. Likes quizzes. Christmas is full of quizzes. And we had Name the Carol, and we'll go through the answers at the end. But this is a Christmas quiz about how beautiful the world is. There are 10 questions that are related to Christmas and also are beautiful places. So let's have a look at the first question, and you can ask people on your table, do you know the answers? So Cliff Richard, he sang Saviour's Day from this beautiful location. Where is it? And actually, if you look at the picture, Cliff is still there. It's white with grass on top. But not Cliff Richard, sorry, it's a different Cliff. Now, does anyone like to guess where that is? And my beautiful wife knows where this is because I proposed at this place. Mark, where is it? It's Durdle Door near Weymouth. Okay, well done. Okay, moving on to question two. Okay, St. Nicholas of Myra is meant to be the original Father Christmas, but which modern day country is Myra in today? Okay. It's Turkey. Well done. Well done. That's very good. Next question. Right, so Ethiopia in Africa. See that beautiful waterfall? In 1984, there was a famine in Ethiopia, but can you older ones name the charity hit single that raised money for people in Ethiopia? Anyone who hasn't answered yet? Go on. Do they know it's Christmas time? Absolutely. Do they know it's Christmas time? Brilliant. Moving on to the next one. Oh, I wonder where this could be. In the Christmas story, where did Mary and Joseph take Jesus to escape King Herod? Hint, hint, the pyramids. Egypt. Someone shouted Egypt. That is correct. Oh, we're getting through these very well. Question five. Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was sung by Boney M. Which country did most of the people from Boney M come from? And there's a lovely, lovely Caribbean beach. Hint, hint. Anyone know where they come from? Ezekiel, do you know where they come from? Where? Hawaii, not Hawaii, no. More. Begins with J. Jamaica. Absolutely brilliant. Jamaica. Okay, the next question then. Oh, some of the older ones will know this. Oberndorf in Austria is famous for what? It is Silent Night. Well done. Silent Night. It's an Austrian song. Let's go to question seven. Okay, the picture is from a country that gifts a Christmas tree to Great Britain every year, and the tree can be found in Trafalgar Square, but what country sends that Christmas tree? Norway. Norway, can that be true? Yes, cheers, Norway, it's Norway. Okay, question eight. Ah, now, I didn't know this, so I actually looked it up, so it's not me being clever. The Northern Lights is not a shop that sells lamps, but the Northern Lights What is the scientific name for the Northern Lights? Absolutely. It is Aurora. Aurora Borealis, which sounds like an Italian singer. Okay, question 9. In the 12 days of Christmas, there are some swans swimming, and they're mentioned. But how many swans are swimming? Seven. Seven, well done. And we've got one more question. Okay, so this is for those who know a little bit of Hebrew. Bethlehem was the birthplace of Jesus, but what does Bethlehem mean? Does anyone know what it means, Elijah? The house of bread. Okay, Beth means house, and Lechem is bread. Bethlehem means a house. You can imagine there's lots of bakeries in Bethlehem. Okay. So we've looked at this beautiful world. We've made a Christingle, a symbol of the world that God loves. And God sent Jesus to this world. We're going to sing now one of my favourite joyful carols, Joy to the World. You don't have to stand up. If you want to stand up, you're welcome to, or you can remain seated as we sing Joy to the World. Right, so it's nearly Christmas Day, and I brought 3 things that reminds me of Christmas. One second. Have I got them all? 1, 2, all right, here we go. What's this, everybody? It is a chocolate advent calendar. When I first got one of these, I realised my days were numbered. Sorry. I brought this along because I thought someone could open it today. What number is it today, anyone? What day is it today? 17. Do you want to come and open number 17 and you can see if there's anything in there for me? There we are. Oh. There's something missing. Okay, try number 18 for me.
That's
18 is missing. I cannot believe it. So, do you reckon they're all missing? Missing. Oh, can you believe it? Someone has bought a calendar for a very cheap price and entered it on chocolate. No one's ever done that here, have they? No. It's all missing. All the chocolate is missing. Okay. Well, let's see if we can do one better. I got, a Christmas card for me. Who would like to open my Christmas card? Do you want to come and open my Christmas card? Just tear it from the corner there. How many Christmas cards have we got? Who's got more than 10? Who's got more than 10 Christmas cards? Who's got a Christmas card from everybody in the class at school? Nearly. Oh, here's my Christmas card. What does it say? There's nothing there. It's missing. It's empty. My Christmas card is empty. Can't believe it. Chocolate missing. Christmas card is missing. But I've got a present. Look at that. Who'd like to get a present this big? Ezekiel, come on up, as it's your birthday. This isn't a symbol of his presence, by the way. He did get something. This must be my pair of Nike boots. Or Adidas in this case. My shoes are, missing, empty. My present is empty. My chocolate is missing. My Christmas card is missing. Thank you very much, son. Have a seat. And that is very similar to many people this Christmas. Because many people this Christmas, they've got the food. Yes, tick. They've got the chocolate, tick. Yeah, they got the Christmas cards, tick. They got the Christmas present, tick. But there's something missing. And that is Jesus. That is Jesus. A lot of people, they like Christmas, but they don't want the Jesus bit. Many people have seen the nativity scene in Louth. I think it's brilliant. It's like a shed. And they've got all the characters from a nativity. Can you imagine if someone one day took baby Jesus out of that? You'd be saying, hang on a minute, there's somebody missing. And one of the reasons why Jesus is missing at Christmas is because we are so, so busy. How many people here are busy at Christmas? Really busy. And maybe you've got family and friends coming over and you have to cook for 20 people or 25 people. Or maybe it's not the number of people. Maybe it's who's coming. You think, oh, my sister's coming. And you might be thinking, oh, no. Now, today's story was about Mary. I'm sure Mary had a busy life too. I'm sure she had a really busy life. And one day an angel said to her, do you want to be involved with this year's Christmas? You're going to have a baby and his name is going to be Jesus. Now, Mary could have said to the angel, oh, I haven't got time. Can you find another lady, please? No. Or she could have said, nah, it's not for me, really. But Mary didn't. She didn't say, I'm too busy. No, it's not for me. Oh, it's for someone else. No, she said, I am your servant. I want to be involved with you, God, this Christmas. I want to be part of your first Christmas. And I want to encourage every one of us this Christmas, if you're busy, just take time out. And think about what the meaning of Christmas is. And when you open your presents, be thankful for every present you get, because some people, they don't get any presents whatsoever. But most of all, make space for Jesus this Christmas. Don't let your calendar be empty. Don't let your present be empty of Jesus. And I shall finish there. And we're going to sing our closing song, O Come All Ye Faithful.